Terry Helvey and her two adult children left their home in Pamlico County to seek shelter in New Bern a few days before Hurricane Florence collided with the state's coast. Helvey's 26-year-old son, Logan, is nonverbal and has severe autism. She says that's why they chose to stay at a hotel. Helvey shared her story at a disability rights forum in New Bern last weekend.
He has fear of large groups of people. You know, he has fear of people he doesn't know. He has fear of darkness, and he has fear of storms.
Helvey says she was trying to protect her son from triggers that could send him into a meltdown. They stayed at the Bridgepoint Hotel for a couple of days, but then the building started to flood. They were evacuated to an elementary school in New Bern and were given their own room.
So we were pretty good, because we could eat and drink in the room, you know, he didn't have to be around other people. Then came the time for the kids to go back to school. Well, they told us before we ever left that when we went to go to the recreation center in New Bern, that we wouldn't be given a room off to ourselves.
Helvey says her son remained calm at the shelter inside the school, but that changed at the next shelter where they were placed in a room with people they didn't know.
Everybody in there had disabilities. There was about 14 other people, so that's another one of Logan's phobias. And he was trying to do good, and two of the gentlemen had service dogs. So Logan was trying to hold on.
Then one night, a shelter worker turned off the lights. Helvey says she begged for a nightlight, but the staff member on duty told her no. She says her son couldn't sleep that night, and the next morning he had a meltdown.
Eventually, they gave him a lantern. Little lantern, but it was too late then. He was having tantrums at least once a day, and then he had a really bad tantrum, and they called the police.
Helvey says her son was admitted at a nearby hospital. A nurse put him to bed and dimmed the lights. He slept through the night and was discharged the next day. Disability rights advocates helped the family find a hotel and temporary housing, but Helvey says her son has not readjusted since his meltdown at the shelter.
Now my son, he's back to square one. He's having tantrums again. He's doing behaviors that he hasn't done in years.
Helvey's story was included in a recent report from Disability Rights North Carolina, a legal advocacy group that has federal authority to monitor and investigate disability services across the state. The group's CEO, Virginia Knowlton Marcus, says they've been working with state emergency management officials to try to get better accommodations for people with disabilities during a disaster.
There needs to be more disability awareness and accommodations and accessibility so that when people say, for example, I need my dog, that it's not questioned. I need my medication. They can access it. And a lot of things that shouldn't be so hard if we have that training and preparation in place before the next hurricane strikes.
Knowlton Marcus says disability rights investigators also discovered inaccessible shelters after Florence, such as Winston-Salem's Coliseum.
They had people on the ground floor of the stadium, but a lot of the resources and the bathrooms were on the second floor, and there was a steep staircase. So people with physical disabilities who couldn't navigate the staircase, or at least navigate it safely, ended up having to use adult diapers to make it through the night because the one elevator that was available to them could only be used when there was someone available to escort them into and out of the elevator, and there wasn't always someone available.
Disability rights advocates are calling for greater input from people with disabilities and their advocates in the disaster planning process. Marcy Roth leads the Partnership for Inclusive Disaster Strategies. Her group backs the Ready for Disasters Act, which is set to be reintroduced in the U.S. Senate soon.
We believe very strongly in the adage, nothing about us without us. We had a room full of people here today who obviously very much want to be involved moving forward. This legislation would open the door for a much more robust engagement of people with disabilities at the table, at the head of the table, and really directing what happens before the next disaster.
Roth says in the midst of Hurricane Florence recovery efforts, she sees opportunities at the state and local levels to better accommodate people with disabilities in future disasters.
Wouldn't have wanted the crisis, but you have an opportunity. There's a lot of rebuilding going on. There's a lot of investments being made in infrastructure, in community services. And if those investments are made in compliance with the legal obligations under the Rehabilitation Act, then all of those investments will include equal access, program access, physical access, effective communication access.
Roth and other disability rights advocates say the state has made important strides since Hurricane Matthew. For instance, the State Emergency Management Office now employs a disability integration specialist. But they say their report and testimony from community members reveal more work is left to be done. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.